And we are welcoming into this morning from the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. It is Jamie Grant, the Special Events and Aquatics Coordinator. Good morning, Jamie. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing good. Thanks for having us.
Hey, that's no problem at all. We love having you in every month. And first of all, we're going to discuss a few of the programs and activities that are offered to our community as of right now.
Yep. Of course, we're like everybody else. Everything's a little bit slower, but we are trying to get it up and going again. We are getting ready to start our fall sports. So hopefully once we get those, maybe we'll get back in the swing of things. But we do still have our pickleball going. We are a city building, so you do have to, of course, wear a mask to come in. But with pickleball, we feel like you can safely practice social distancing. So once they're in the gym and get to playing, they do get to remove their mask, mm-hmm. as long as they do keep that social distancing.
Right, because you're on either side of the net, so you're far enough apart so that you're not breathing on each other.
They're really good. We, of course, offer them Germex and all that. So we're trying to stay on it to let them keep doing it, because I know we have a great pickleball group and they love it, and they're always welcoming new people. So
I assume you have hand sanitizer at the door.
We have to, we ask everybody to sign in, so they sign in and then get them some hand sanitizer as they go.
There we go. Sounds good.
But yeah, pickleball's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then we also offer a Friday time from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
And for those who may not know what pickleball is, can you just kind of explain what that is to some people? Because, I didn't even hear about this until like last year. So, but it sounds like, from what I've understood, the last couple times I've talked to you guys, it's been very, very popular.
Yes, we have a pretty large group that come. We have three courts available. And it's a kind of a mix between tennis, badminton, and ping pong.
There you go. That's a good mix right
all,
there.
All up in one. It's played on a badminton-sized court, and then it's got a slightly modified tennis net and rules and stuff. And then the paddle seems to be like a ping pong paddle.
Okay.
It's kind of that's where that fits in there. And then they play with, I say, a wiffle ball, but it's not a wiffle ball. It looks like a wiffle ball.
It kind of looks like one, yeah.
And they play with that. And like I said, it's a great group. Even if you've never even played or just want to come out and visit, we have some people that come out and just watch and visit. So
very nice. Very cool.
Chance to get out of the house.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a big thing.
People come through the door right now.
I think that's a big thing. People just getting out of the house, they get happy about that.
Yeah. Yep. But it's like I said, it's a good time. And today, then come out and join us today. Come check it out. And then also we do have our indoor pool still going at the high school. We offer our lap swim and water aerobics. So if you're looking more towards wanting to get in and get some lap swim is on your own. There's nobody telling you, you need to swim this many laps, right. You need to go faster. It is all totally
go
on
faster.
Your own, and you don't necessarily have to swim laps. It's called lap swim, but I've had people come in, just tread water or do their own water aerobics exercise.
Even though it's called lap swim, it's almost kind of like a free swim. Yeah. Now don't get crazy, but it's more basically it's mainly just like free swim.
It's on
basically.
Your own.
Right.
Yeah.
And you said that's at the high school, correct?
It is at the high school pool. We have a morning time if you're early morning, mm-hmm. Tuesday through Friday at 6 to 7. Or we have an evening time at 7:15 to 8:15, and that's Monday through Thursday.
Okay. So not during school hours, basically.
No, no. Yeah, we have to go in our
time. That would be different. That would be weird.
Where the pool's not being used.
Right,
so
right.
Fit it in there sometime. But if you are looking for more, needing an instructor, we have a water aerobics class. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Swaney is our instructor for that. She does a great job. But that's on Mondays and Thursdays at 6 to 7. So that's the more having a leader, somebody telling you this is what we're going to do.
Right.
If you like me, I need that. Yeah. I won't go if I don't have somebody telling me to do
especially
this.
Especially that early in the morning, I'm like, I know. It's like, somebody tell me how to do something right now.
Yeah. And it is a heated pool. We usually keep it about 83, 84. That sounds like it's going to be warm, but to me, I still think it's a little chilly. So that way, getting up and jumping in that water at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, you're just like, whoa!
That will give you a great wake up.
Well, and like they always say, the best time, if a pool's a little cold, the worst thing you do is kind of slowly lower yourself, and you might as well just throw yourself in and just let it happen.
Yeah, get that inner kid come out. Yeah, go for it.
Exactly, because if you try to do the slow, I'm going to put one in at a time, you're going to be like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope. And at that point, you're just like, just jump in.
Just go.
Exactly. And you'll be fine actually quicker.
Yeah.
You just don't think about it.
Yep. But it's like I said, if that's something you're looking for, just give us a call. We can give you more information on that. Or if you want to come and see how it, how it goes, how many people they do. We do ask that you wear a mask inside, but of course, once you get in and swim,
yeah, it'd be kind of weird.
Social distancing steps in once again, and yeah, you can spread out enough in that pool.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard to wear a mask in the pool. So.
Yeah, that might be a little. Just thought you couldn't breathe with that mask on.
Yeah, exactly.
Jump in the water. Yeah.
All right, and it looks like you also your batting cages. Yes. They are open as well, or about to open. Correct.
They are open. They're still open. They'll be open prior to about the winter months set in, but we are still running those. Those are located at LeClaire Park. They're $1. We have a token machine there, and you get 15 pitches for $1. We have 6 baseball, 2 fast pitch softball, and 1 slow pitch softball.
Okay, I would do the slow pitch softball because I can't. If I tried to do the baseball, I know I'd like strike out 15 times in a row.
Oh yeah,
my slow swing. So,
well, they have different speeds. Baseball, right. They've got like a fast and the medium and a slower.
I would
softball.
Need a youth at one. So that's probably about the only one I get it, and I'd still probably end up swinging and missing.
And we do ask that you provide your own helmet and bat. Of course, if you do need a helmet, we could probably get you one of those. You could check one out through us. Just give us a call or stop by. We do have tokens on site at our office if you would rather purchase them there, or the machine. The token machine is right there on site.
Okay.
So that makes it handy.
And I know you guys had, you know, you're still doing text notifications, but from what I understand, you changed your system, correct?
We did. We have a new system. The old one we had, it was raineddout.com, and they were charging our people, our participants.
Yeah, and that's not good.
And we kind of hated to ask people to pay for that. Mm-hmm. Even though it was a small fee, it's still something we didn't really want to keep doing. So it was their option to do it or not. But David did find this one that our participants will not have to pay for. And it's really simple to sign up for. You text the keyword Coffeeville Rec, all capital letters, to 22999, and then you're good to go. It sets you up.
All right. So
very simple.
and is there anything that needs to be downloaded? Or
nope.
So you just you text this number and it'll allow you to sign up pretty much?
Yes. Yep.
Awesome.
It'll get you going, and then you'll get all. And it's great, of course, during the summer and the bad weather months where you get that notification quick.
Yeah.
You don't have to try to get in that information line.
Yeah, when something's rained out, you know, they're not having to try to, people aren't trying to, having to try to figure out what.
Yeah. what are we going to do?
Yeah, exactly. You get there and it's rained out. We're like, well, we shouldn't even come out. So at least that'll get done. So.
Yeah, and we also send out anything that's going on, any signups that we've got coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I know when school was out, that was really hard to get stuff out and. So they can get schools back in, but this also helps if school is not in session, we can get out information if we do have to cancel stuff or if we are taking signups for something, when deadlines are, all that good stuff.
All right.
So like I said, it's very simple to sign up. If they need help, then just give us a call and we'll help them.
Okay. And if they do need some help or if they want any more information, how can they contact you guys?
They can give us a call at 620-251-5910.
All right. Sounds good. So lots of great information there. So be sure to give the CRC a call. And again, there's lots of events going on. Pickleball's going on. Of course, the batting cages are still open. The indoor pool is open as well. And be sure to sign up for those text notifications. And luckily, since they've changed over not being charged for those text notifications, I do remember hearing about that at one point. But now they're free. So nobody being charged for that. So, Jamie, lots of great things going on out there, and we appreciate you coming in, and we will see you guys again next month.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
All right, no problem at all. And we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll have a Coffeeville's Reawakening. We'll have Denise Shork and a guest, and you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful Friday Eve morning. It is 67 degrees.